Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. For those that don't know, you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. That's right, folks. Stay with it. Also, go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter, @SpoonExperience, because that's my handle.
I gotta have more cowbell.
Okay, I gotta have more cowbell, too. Quick check of the weather. We won't do the weather sound, but quick check of the weather. Here's the weather. Ready? Wow! You like that? That's the weather. If you want a temperature, buy a thermometer. Traffic, that's not bad. It looks all right. It's okay. All right, so for those that don't know, we are big, big, big supporters of Genesis Recovery San Diego because we think that Tommy Hawthorne is doing a great job helping guys get past being enslaved by drugs and alcohol and not just finding sobriety, which is important at any level, but also finding redemption through the Lord Jesus Christ in the power of God. And we are also kind of those weird people that think God can take 1 year and make it like 10 years. So even though you've lost time in the past, God can multiply what's going on in the present and the future to almost give you a redemptive life that goes from start to finish. Why can he do that? Well, there's two reasons. One, he's God. And two, he made time, so he'll do what he wants. Okay, so there's the theology behind it. Tommy, welcome back to the show. This is just your fifth or sixth time?
I have no idea, but thanks for having me back.
You're welcome. You know, it's great having you, because every time you come, it's great testimonies, great so on.
Absolutely.
So what's happening? We got two gentlemen with us, Brock Rowley and Anson Eckert. Brock, can you say hello?
How's it going?
Going well. Anson?
How's it going?
Going good. These guys are cool. What do you got going on for me today, brother? What's happening?
Well, you know, something that you said in the beginning sparked some thought, you know, and that's that Tommy is doing great work. I just wanted to clarify, I have a huge team at Genesis Recovery that I couldn't do a quarter of what I do without the team, Dennis and Amanda and, you know, all the counselors and everybody. So I just wanted to give them credit and just really...
You wanted to start off that way. Hey, Barack Obama, you should be listening to what he just did. That's called giving credit. Anyway, back it up now.
My team is what makes it happen. My team's what makes it happen.
Yeah, so. Now that's totally cool, brother. So the work that you guys are doing, though, is great work. In fact, Kirsten and I went out to the ranch, had a chance to check it out. Very cool situation.
It was
really great. Talk to me about, and we're to talk to Rock and Anson specifically, but talk to me what's up and coming, what are you guys going through, what are some of the things, because we're calling people to be prayer partners, financial partners, and also if you know somebody who's in need, maybe conduit partners that they can get people to you. What do you got happening?
Well, you know, we're business as usual right now. Nothing huge is coming up on the horizon. We just got done with our major fundraising banquet in June. So that was a huge success. We had way more people than we had hoped for. It was just awesome. And all the residents served all the food. It was a really good experience. So that just happened. Right now we're waiting for the state to come down and do an audit and give us our residential license so we can actually do clinical work out there. So we're really excited about that. We're going to be bringing a Christian and clinical, we're going to be bringing the clinical and the Christian together to treat these guys for their addictions, which I'm really excited about. You know, usually it's either one or the other. And, you know, you have a bunch of clinical and counseling and therapy and all that stuff. But to have all the clinicians be Christians is a whole nother thing.
That's cool. Yeah. So that's something from a prayer partner point of view, people can be praying for now that just goes well and the whole process is smooth. So there's no reason why people can't mention that in prayer. And we've told you this before, even being a prayer partner doesn't mean that you spend 13 or 14 hours a day praying for something. Paul was very clear when he talked about praying for people. He says, I mentioned you in my prayers. Hey, all you got to do is mention. The Lord appreciates the people that receive the ministry. Appreciate, everybody appreciates. Two points of contact for people to remember: GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. That's the website. 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. Brock, let's just turn to you for just a couple of seconds. Brother, it's great that you're here. How'd you get here?
Just a lot of years of drug use. Started young. It was a long road. I grew up believing, just fell far away from you know, the fellowship and from believing, and ended up becoming homeless. Just a lot of struggles. Ended up using heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, just whatever there was, you name it, I used it. And it brought me to my knees. I was just hopeless, desperate, just needed change. And I ended up, you know, finding Genesis, and I've been there for a little over 90 days, and I'm just thankful for everything that they do for me, for what Jesus has done in my life, and for the recovery and the help that they have given me.
Kind of like a new life, huh?
Definitely a new life, yeah.
I mean, it's like being born again. I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying? And we're not mocking the born again element, because we're born again Christians, so we obviously believe that. But sometimes it's a fresh redemption. It's an opportunity to start all over again.
Very appreciative.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Awesome. Anson, how'd you get here?
Pretty much kind of, you know, similar story that Brock said, but started off young. I grew up in a church family as well, really good church family, and had a belief in God, but as I got older, didn't really just follow a relationship or try to grow close to God, just turned the other way completely. And same thing, got addicted to heroin, a lot of other drugs, but I tried to get sober in the past, didn't work, wasn't able to just fully surrender my life. And this time around, you know, I ended up homeless and things like that. And I knew about, you know, Genesis and talked to Tommy and came up there. I've been over there for a little over 70 days. And this time around, you know, I'm just doing whatever I can to make that steps to grow closer to him.
Yeah. Do you feel like this was the call from the Lord saying, look at Nansen, that's enough. You're done, brother.
It's time to come. I mean, growing up in church and learning all the things I learned and being a drug addict for years and just not really paying attention to that, I knew that when it had finally gotten so bad that the only thing that could get me sober was something that powerful, you know? And I knew that there was nothing else in this world or myself or anybody or any circumstance that would get me sober but pursuing a relationship with God. Yeah.
Did you immediately come to Genesis? Was it a unique process that brought you to Genesis? Was it just in the back of your mind, I know about Tommy, I know about the deal, or did somebody do a reintroduction? How did you come to Genesis themselves?
Well, I've known Tommy for like 3 years from trying to get sober in the past.
Okay.
And Tommy and Dennis, and I had moved back home with my family during that time before I went up there, and they were kind of fed up with what I'd done, and they had allowed me back in for a little while, and they said, you know, you got to get out of here, and wherever you go, whatever, but you can't live here, you know. And so I came to Tommy, asked him, I don't have anywhere to go. I don't know what to do. I didn't even know if I could get sober. I just said, I just don't want to be homeless anymore, you know? So I said, I talked to you like a few times, and then it was about a week later, but I talked to him on a Friday, and then Sunday, he said, call me Sunday. And I called him on Sunday. He said, be here tomorrow morning at 9:30. I said, 9:30? He goes, wait, is that a problem? I said, I don't know. And I was like, I'll be there. It's not no problem. But,
and so it's been kind of a different trip since then, huh?
Yeah, no, it's been awesome.
Yeah.
It's you know, uncomfortable at times, mm-hmm. but it's if I was comfortable, that wouldn't be right either, though. So, but that's just because I'm growing, I guess, you know, and changing. So
yeah, they call it growing pains. Yeah.
Growing pains.
It's not just growing; it's growing pains. Definitely. Ow, that hurts. Thank you. All right, Brock, tell me just real quickly, because we're going to keep you guys over for another segment. I'm not even talking to Tommy. Tommy, you just stay there. What brought you to Genesis themselves, though? I mean, because there's different places you can go. What brought you to Genesis?
To be honest, I knew nothing of the program when I was trying to get in there. I just knew that I was done, you know. And
did somebody mention it to you?
Yeah, the mother of my daughter, she had met him at church, talked to him one Sunday, you know, told him my situation. You know, I've been using for years. I was homeless. I just, because I would, you know, send her text just saying, you know, I don't know what to do. I need something, but I just can't stop. I just am not physically or mentally able to do this anymore. I was just breaking down emotionally. And she said, you know, I met this guy who runs a recovery center, you know, up by Barona. It's called Genesis Recovery. She said, you know, here's his number. Give him a call. Just talk to him. See what he says. So I called him up. He just said, you know, are you really done? He said, are you really done using, or do you just want to have a roof over your head and some food? And I said, I'm done. You know, I was just broken. And took a couple days for me to get in, persistent texting, calling him. He had to figure a couple things out, but I called him back and he said, where are you? I said, I'm at the Motel 6 in El Cajon. Mm-hmm. He said, all right, we'll be there in about an hour. So, but once he came and picked me up, I had the San Diego Police Department give him a call. So they came and picked me up. After Tommy picked me up, I got picked up by the detective, for a couple warrants that I had. And, I had to do about 2.5 months in jail before I was actually released to Genesis about a little over 90 days ago. So that's pretty much the story.
Wow.
The funniest thing was we picked him up in the van full of all the residents. And it was kind of like a road trip. Hey, everybody get in the van. We're going to pick up a new resident. And so everybody jumped in the van and mobbed down into El Cajon to pick up Brock. And literally 1 minute after I picked him up, some cops calling me on the phone.
Wow.
And so all the residents got to hoot and holler at him and, you know, kind of laugh at his demise for a while there.
Well, let me just say, because we're going to break right here. Let me just say that for both Brock and Anson, I'm glad that in the process that the Lord had mercy and compassion and that you guys responded to that mercy and compassion.
Definitely.
And then brought you back from what would certainly be the brink of death or death itself, to which if you go back in that direction, I can promise you it's going to be waiting just the exact same way. Yeah. So staying on the road is the most important element you can do, period. No matter what anybody tells you, I don't care where you go to church, I don't care where you fellowship, I don't care about any of that, I could care less. You stay right with the Lord and keep it right. And you're doing it, and I'm proud of you for doing it, but you stay on it, okay?
Thank you.
All right. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. That's the website. 619-797-7319. We're going to take a break. We got a little special surprise for you when we come back. You better be ready for it because it's going to blow your mind. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We're coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
When you're passing a Caltrain's work zone, slow down, stay alert, and expect sudden stops and lane changes. Rear-end collisions caused by distracted driving kills workers and motorists every year. Please, be work zone alert.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon, friends. Here's today's Wall Street Report. The U.S. stock market fell lower today on concerns about European banking issues. At the close today, the Dow was down about 70 points at 16,915 on the blue chips. The NASDAQ composite about 22 points lower at 4,396 on the high techs. And the S&P index down about 8 points at 1,964. All three of the major U.S. indexes a little bit lower on this Thursday. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own long-term retirement income strategies plan in place, that is exactly the kind of work I do for my clients each and every day right here in my Mission Valley offices. Help you put together the IRAs, rollovers, 401ks, inheritance issues, and of course, help you make important Social Security choices as well. Call me for your free consultation with me at 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-7526.
In Myanmar, Buddhism is the majority religion. Extremist monks are fighting to keep it that way.
Meet Pastor Nung. He's a church planter in Myanmar. Like Paul the Apostle, Pastor Nung brings the gospel of Christ to village after village. He then appoints a leader for the new congregation. Recently, one of those leaders was angrily chased out of his village by local Buddhists and their chief. No Christian teachers allowed, they said. In Myanmar, it may become a crime to share the gospel. But for now, that evicted leader teaches in a new area, and Pastor Nung continues to share the gospel in village after village. We are Whitefields Ministries. We train and financially support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and the Middle East. Our pastors need your prayers.
Please visit whitefields.org to see their specific needs, read their stories, and pray for them, because no pastor should be a stranger. Whitefields.org.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Government can't succeed in eliminating poverty, but it can certainly contribute to poverty's perpetuation. Authorizing commercial casinos throughout the country disproportionately damages poor people through the encouragement of bad habits. Barbara Defoe Whitehead of the Institute for American Values notes that in the Northeast alone, 23 new commercial casinos have opened since 2004, with 12 more under development. These establishments make most of their money on slot machines, which Defoe Whitehead describes as sophisticated computerized devices engineered to produce continuous and repeat betting. Numerous studies show the poor as chief victims of gambling addiction, with its distortion of core American values, exalting success as a product of luck rather than hard work and self-discipline. To pay for expensive social programs to help the poor, officials actually hurt the poor and target the poor by taking their money to get tax revenue from gambling.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. You know, I've only done that about 9,000 times. My goodness, you'd think I'd get something right. Okay, well, this I can get right. This is what we're going to do. So we've been talking to Genesis Recovery and our good friend Tommy Hawthorne, Brock Rowley, and Anson Eckert. And Anson is going to do a song for us that he has written. And my understanding, and I'm pretty sure you wrote this while you were in the process at Genesis Recovery, or while you're just going through this process, you wrote it a little bit earlier. This is just about getting free?
I wrote this when I was still using.
Oh.
Searching for a solution.
Wow. Cool. So I'm cool. I can't wait to hear it. So, brother, the stage, as they say, is yours.
I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free. So I'm trapped in addiction, and I won't survive without you in my life. I know I deserve the flames, but I look to you to find some change. 'Cause I'm lost in the darkness, and you're the light to help me walk through the night. How did I get to this point? I'm stuck in the game. There's no way out. These things will never change. And that's been my way of thinking for quite some time. And I can't beat this battle with the way I'm built inside. And oh, dear God, I'm in a time of need. And I look to you to set me free. So I'm trapped in addiction and I won't survive without you in my life. And oh Lord, I know I deserve the flames, but I look to you to find some change. So I'm lost in the darkness and you're the light to help me walk through the night. Tattered and worn, spiritually torn, hopeless in my heart, can no longer afford this daily routine that's got me on my knees. So Father, I come to you, 'cause now I do believe. And oh, dear God, I'm in a time of need. And I look to you to set me free. So I'm trapped in addiction and I won't survive without you in my life. And oh Lord, I know I deserve the flames, but I look to you to find some change. So I'm lost in the darkness and you're the light to help me walk through the night.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to just think about what you just heard and the power of the Holy Spirit moving right now. As many of you out there are thinking, man, that's me. If you need that help, you need to get it. Genesis Recovery is a ministry that will help you get there. You go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com or you call 619-797-7319. Or if you're a person that thinks, man, I support that, then you support it. Man, you support it by prayer. You support it financially. You support it because it's right. And because that can be you. Got me? Yeah. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we'll have more for you.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
Transform your path to success at the Plan, Prepare, Prosper Seminar, sponsored by Thrive and Financial and hosted by Bobby and Tony Lee of Daily Disciples Ministries on Saturday, July 12th, 9 a.m. to noon at Lexus Escondido, one block west of 15 Freeway in the beautiful Lexus Escondido Center. Bobby and Tony Lee has selected top speakers, trainers, and business professionals to transform your path to success. Reserve your free seat today to the Plan, Prepare, Prosper Seminar on Saturday, July 12th, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit KPRZ.com for more info.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
Remember last summer? The kids were home all day? Yeah. Remember watching them plow through bags of greasy chips and cookies? Look, trying to have them eat healthier snacks was smart, but carrot sticks and celery? You knew that wouldn't last. Well, this summer, you get a do-over, and NatureBox is going to make it easy for you. NatureBox.com is the ultimate snacker's paradise for people who care about what they eat and feed their families. NatureBox.com has over 120 delicious, nutritious, guilt-free snacks. We're talking sweet, savory, and spicy snacks your family will love. From honey macadamia pretzel pops to apple pie oat clusters, just select your snacks and NatureBox ships them to you for free. That's nutritious and wholesome snacks the family will love delivered free to your door. Go to naturebox.com/save and enter promo code SAVE to get 50% off your first NatureBox. That's promo code SAVE at naturebox.com/save. naturebox.com/save.
You hear Jesus saying, as the Father sent me, so I send you. But how do you follow Jesus into the mission field? A, by 747 jet plane, B, by a travel agency, or C, go on an E3 partner expedition? Although I can't hear your answers, I'm hoping you picked E3 Partners. E3 Partners has opened the way for thousands of people, just like you, to share the good news of Jesus Christ all around the world. E3 Partners helps with travel arrangements, fundraising, and training for amazing life-changing Christian expeditions. From Eastern Europe to Africa, South America to Asia, people just like you have been changing the world on an E3 Partners 10-day mission expedition. The good news of Jesus Christ, E3 Partners, and you. What a great choice. To learn how you, yes, you, can go on an amazing Christian expedition, go to e3partners.org today. If you can spare 10 days, you can change countless lives. Choose to follow Jesus. Choose e3partners.org.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're going to do, without the music, we're going to do a Facebook post, and it's going to be I hope you get a lot out of it. It's, I think, kind of a doozy. It's Matthew chapter 28, verse 17. Matthew chapter 28, verse 17. It's one that I think is deep for reflection and important. And here's what it says, and this is a challenge for every believer, myself included, every believer, any believer. Listen to what this says. When they saw him, referring to seeing Jesus after the resurrection, when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Now, this is the resurrected Jesus Christ. And they're talking about the disciples, at a minimum the 11, if not more, but the 11 for sure. And these are guys that spent 3.5 years with Jesus, and they worshiped him, but some doubted. Here's the Facebook post and the challenge. Even after we see the risen Lord in action, we have a tendency to doubt. Even after we have seen the risen Lord in action, we have a tendency to doubt. It's not justifiable per se, but it's something you must reflect on, must be honest about, must be truthful. Scripture is blatantly truthful about all people, all acknowledging all the sins that they did throughout, still talking about all the victories. How many times has God come through for you and you've seen the risen Lord in action, how he has delivered you from a circumstance and gotten you out of a situation? How many times have you encountered the miraculous power of God that you couldn't even put in a box and couldn't define theologically, and you know he answered the prayer and you know he responded to you and you know he delivered you, and then you get into your next situation and you say, well, now what? So you get out of one and you get into the next one, and you're like, yeah, but what have you done for me lately? The idea in this whole process is even the disciples spending 3.5 years, they went through the same process that you and I go through. They tend to doubt from time to time. They tend to have this thing that goes through their brain that says, I don't even know if I'm believing this. The Lord has answered countless prayers and given us graces and mercies time and time again, and we tend to doubt. This was the end of the Facebook post. Ready? Let's stop that. Let's stop doing that. Let's not be like the children of Israel were and complain after the Lord does miracle after miracle after miracle. Let's be thankful for the next miracle that's coming down the pipe. That way, we can have a better attitude. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we have a couple of interesting pieces of news that might make you cry.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
Hi, I'm John Goodell.
And I'm Paige Sturgeon.
We're inviting you to our new program, Firm Foundations, 3 p.m. Saturdays here on KPRZ.
Your house is much more than just a building. It becomes a home where you build a family.
Home is about relationship. It's about relationship between you and God, you and your spouse, your family, community, churches, schools, and other organizations. Join us for great guests and conversation.
Firm Foundations, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ. Navigate from the here and now to the then and there. We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrive and Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
Are you in charge of your ministry's walkathon fundraiser? Do things like registration, pledge forms, billing, receipting got you down? Then you need to try FundEasy.com. With FundEasy, all your participants can register online for your event, get their own fundraising page that's super easy to personalize and share on Facebook, Twitter, and email, and then watch as online donations flow into your ministry's bank account. Interested? Get signed up today at FundEasy.com.
Planning and preparation is biblical.
This is Wise Counsel with attorney Larry Copenbarger.
The scriptures tell us that we are responsible for preparing, for educating ourselves, for doing the work, the proverbial planting the fields so that the harvest will come.
You really can have your financial house in perfect order through living trusts, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and asset protection. 888-738-3184.
And that's the key part of this wise counsel and getting a house in order. But I also know the Lord provides for those who prepare.
Call for your no-obligation appointment today. Call 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Offices in Mission Valley, Del Mar, and Rancho Bernardo. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Call 888-738-3184.
I'm here for Zero Res. I'd like to ask you to put on a clean pair of white socks and just walk around your house. If the bottom of your socks are less than clean, Zero Res would like to help. Eco-aware Californians realize they have residue on their floors, counters, furniture, and are now having Zero Res clean their homes and businesses with their alkaline-empowered water. On hardwood, natural stone, tile, or on carpet, area rugs, and upholstery, Zero Res takes out toxic chemical residues, leaving your surfaces brighter, softer, and healthier, all for a great price. Do the white sock test at your home or work, and if you're not happy, call Zero Res at 858-486-4100. Zero Res will clean the first three areas of your home carpet for only $119, or for travertine and tile, the first three areas are only $199. Businesses get free quotes. Call 858-486-4100 for details, or go to ZeroSanDiego.com. Everyone says use Zero Res.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
For your love. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Just want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. You can also go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and then follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience. Although I don't know why you would need to, since everything I post on my Twitter account goes directly to the Facebook account, and you can find it that way as well. I don't know. Work with me, folks. Work with
you. You're the man now, dog.
Every once in a while. Okay, so I don't know. How you doing, Robo Producer? I know you've had quite the extraordinary amount of events, having to go to court and all. How are you? How have you recovered?
I'm all debriefed and good. I'm not going to be serving for like 76 weeks.
I see. So I found it interesting that as you were returning and sending a text saying I do not have to serve on any particular case, I was just happy for you that from a timing point of view, it worked out. If you were able to serve, that'd be great. But, you know,
I was actually kind of looking forward to it. I'm not going to lie. It's a very interesting process.
It is a fascinating process. One that I've been through several times myself. I've been through several in two different states, several different jury processes. I've gone.
It was my first time.
I've gone through about seven cases, both from a jury point of view, a witness point of view, a participant point of view, all these different point of views. So I had received a document from the federal government about 3 months ago asking a certain amount of questions, about eight pages worth. I filled that out, and apparently I got selected for some kind of federal juror thingy there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I'm interested to see what the federal juror thingy process
those
is.
Usually last a little longer.
Yeah, you're kind of on call for a month. Just in case you didn't know. And you call in, and usually the procedure is you call in the beginning of the week, and if they don't need you that week, you call in the following week, and you call in. You do that for 4 weeks. And then, but if you get a case, cases last up to 10 days.
So are you going to be like doing the show from the courtroom?
Well, my real first thought was, I wonder if they'll have the Sterling case, and that'd be a perfect timing for that. Since they're
trying
to make
for some great guests on the show. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if we can go in the corner now, as soon as they find out, I'm I'm a born again Christian, Jewish, conservative radio talk show guy who's white and from America, who happens to be passionate about Israel. There could be an issue.
Yeah, they hadn't done the individual interviews yet on my case. They had pretty much interviewed us as a group, and then we gave our individual biographical information. And I got a couple of eyebrows, I'm not going to lie, when I said, hey, I work in conservative talk radio. They're like, interesting.
Interesting. It's very interesting. Here's what I find fascinating. If they're going to ask me, I mean, I'm going to, you know, they're going to say, well, tell us about your background. Well, let's see. Before I was a Christian, I was involved in the purveyance of recreational pharmaceuticals. I was involved in the activity of helping people have lighter houses. I was involved in the activity of moving one vehicle to another vehicle location without.
That's a lot of careers you got, Dave.
Yeah, I had quite the career before I became a Christian. My BC days were truly BC. I mean, they were pretty brutal. Then I became a Christian, and I stopped doing all of that stuff, which, by the way, was a tremendous testimony for quite a few people in my life. I have an actual picture of somebody saying, this will be my face if you ever, like, turn out to be normal. And it's this guy in his face. He's got his finger in his ear, and then his tongue is coming out, and he's got his one eye going up towards the left side, and... You know, it's you people, you do the best you can, folks. And then I became a Christian. And then it was so offensive to my family, my Jewish family, that they were like, we wish you were doing drugs again. I was like,
did they really?
Yeah. They were pretty mad at me. They were pretty mad at me because I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And then because they pushed all the wrong buttons at all the wrong time, and I had quite the fervor in me. And my dad brought me to a kind of a family meeting. The family had a business. It was a building business, and I had cousins and uncles and everybody involved in the family. And so I was just hanging out, and my one uncle asked me the wrong question at the wrong time in the wrong way, and that didn't turn out very well. That was when I was younger and didn't have maybe as much of a channeled capacity to make the flow go in a good direction, and things just kind of blurted out. So when he poked his finger in my face and said, what's all this garbage about this Jesus thing that I hear you're into? Then I jumped up on the table and gave them a very nice sermon how they were all going to the first Jewish church of hell if they did not repent and accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That really ingratiated me to my dad.
I bet it did.
Yeah. That was a real winner right there.
Did you tell them if they become a member of that congregation, they're not getting out?
They haven't talked to me in 35 years to point that out. You know, look, I mean, I was young. I was zealous. I was on fire. Maybe we were already witnessing to prostitutes and down in Vimbrian. I didn't know. So the Lord's taken some of that rough, just a little, polished a
little. Around the edges.
Gave me some good bribery information at Salem Communication. Here I am with my own radio show. What? It seems perfectly logical to me.
Only 23 years to go.
That's
just about
23. I know. I'm almost at the 2-year mark.
I know.
That's getting scary. All right. Let's do a DDD to toss us towards this right direction. This DDD is going to come out of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. And it's a very simple verse, yet again, I think exceedingly powerful and very important. And it says this, you therefore, my child, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. But all the DDDs today are short scriptures. Have you noticed that? You therefore, my child, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. As many people know, grace means unmerited favor. It's a unmerited favor. You cannot earn grace. It is not earnable. Grace is not something that you can deserve. And the scripture tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, you therefore, my child, be strong in the grace. Be strong in God's unmerited favor. Be strong in that grace. I fear from time to time as I talk to Christians that they are perhaps from time to time ashamed of that grace. And I will tell you right now that I am so proud in a humble way, I guess, that grace, God's unmerited favor, is in my life. Because if I ever tried to earn my place in, I would fail miserably, as would every other person on the planet. Unmerited favor is the most awesome concept ever granted to man. And it's given to us by God because he's compassionate and merciful. And he gives us this thing called grace, unmerited favor, not because of us, but because of him. Not dependent on us, but dependent on who he is. If my salvation is by God's grace, then it's dependent on him and not on me. Because if it's dependent on me, I'm toast. We should be strong in God's unmerited favor. We should not diminish, watch this, we should not diminish or insult the work and the power of grace by trying to take over in place of grace. when we start off in grace and then we try and finish our Christian walk by our good works, we're taking over for grace. And that's an insult to the grace of God. We need to be powerful in our divinely established position of right standing with God, because that grace sustains us. Listen to this. 2 Timothy 2:1. You therefore, my child, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Hey, you know what? I do a lot of things wrong, and I do enough things on a daily basis to send me to hell, period. But by the grace of God that's poured upon me through Jesus Christ, the unmerited favor of God, I am in good standing with the Lord. That's what I want. I have peace with God. I have peace with God, and I love that. You need to be strong in grace, not weak. I'm so tired of people. Well, I started off, and now I'm messing up. Hey, you started off in grace. You got to finish in grace. You're not smart enough or good enough to take over for God and to finish the whole system on your own. This depends on unmerited favor, and there is no other way to get there. And all those, oh, no, it's going to be pluses and minuses. No, it ain't. It's going to be grace, grace, and then you know what it's going to be at the end? Grace. And oh, by the way, then more grace. And then just before you're leaving?
And then if you don't believe that, it's division.
Yeah. That's very good. Well put. All right. All right, we're going to take our break, and then we're going to come back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Hi, folks. The families and friends of Caltrans workers count on you to do your part to help keep their loved ones safe. Slow down a bit and pay extra attention near highway work zones. Don't just be alert, be work zone alert.
Now, I'm not a mathematician, but one thing I'm certain about is that zero means nothing. Zilch, nada. I'm Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar, the nation's number one residential solar specialist. Every day, I talk to potential customers that are confused about our pledge to install solar panels on their homes for nothing out of pocket. They think there must be a catch or that they'll get a big bill later on. But at Varango Solar, zero really does mean nothing. Zero. Nothing out of pocket doesn't mean money from your purse or a debit from your bank account. Nope. At Varango Solar, zero means zero. All you pay is a new electric rate that's lower than what you pay today. And unlike your electric company, our rates are guaranteed and locked in. At Varango, the O means zero down. Call us today to see if you qualify.
Call Varango Solar at 800-481-3400. 800-481-3400. That's 800-481-3400.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
This summer, Permodontics is making it even easier to get the smile of your dreams. Tired of living with missing or decayed teeth or poorly fitting dentures? Then tell us about it. Send an email to smile@permodontics.com and you may receive a new smile free. That's right. Permodontics is celebrating summer by giving away a free same-day teeth procedure. To enter, email your information and tell us why you need same-day teeth with a picture or two, and you'll receive a complimentary consultation. One lucky person will receive a full workup by the Permodontics team with their same-day teeth procedure. And that's not all. Everyone who schedules a complimentary consultation before Labor Day will be eligible for a special summer savings on their very own same-day teeth procedure. So enjoy summer. Eat what you want. Laugh and smile until your cheeks hurt. Send an email to smile@permodontics.com or call 866-SMILE-AGAIN to schedule your complimentary same-day teeth consultation. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. 866-SMILE-AGAIN.
This next song goes out to someone real special, web developers. You've developed a World Wide Web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Pray, pray.
pray for people you know who don't know Jesus. And get ready. Get ready for My Hope 2014 with Billy Graham. God worked powerfully through My Hope last year.
I submitted my life that night to Jesus Christ.
Now your church can be part of My Hope 2014 this fall. It features a new message from Billy Graham. Pre-order the DVD today. Then help your church plan its own My Hope outreach, because your church knows the best way to reach your community. Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. The segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway. Let's just get this straight. Got a roof issue? Bam, done. 760-743-8803. You go to excaliberroofing.com to check out the website. You remember all their estimates are free. You remember that everything they do is unto the Lord. If you have any questions at all about a roof, this is what you should make the connection. Roof Excalibur. Excalibur Roof. Roof Excalibur. Excalibur Roof. 760-743-8803. Excaliberroofing.com. That is their website. Couple things to tell you real quickly, and then we're going to be winding it out. For those that don't know, on this day in 1985, the Coca-Cola Company announced it was bringing back original Coke and calling it Coca-Cola Classic.
I'm still a fan of the new Coke, actually.
Are you? I'm just a fan of, why did they do that? I'm a fan of the watch the stock drop. Like, oh, that's not good. Unfortunately, on this day in 1989, Mel Blanc, the man of 1,000 voices, including Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, and Porky Pig, passed away on this day. That's a bummer. For those that don't know this, two more things. Edison P. Clark is the person to blame for all of those tests you have to take in school with a number 2 pencil, since he patented the pencil. And then in 1929, the U.S. government began issuing paper money in the small size we currently carry now. For those that did not know that, interesting material indeed. I just want to say, some people were asking me, you know, is it wrong to vote? When you get involved in elections, whatever the case may be, is it wrong to vote? Quite the contrary. I think this would be as good a reason to vote as any. This is a quote that comes from John Kerry. This is a direct quote from John Kerry. You ready for this quote? Don't get mad at me. I'm not the person who said it. This is a quote. Some people believe that people ought to be able to do only what they say they ought to do. Or some people believe that they ought to believe that they live by the interpretation of something that was written down 2,000 years ago. But that's not the way most people want to live, I think. Wait, hold on. Are you telling me that people that believe in the Bible, that's not the way they want to live, the people that believe in the Bible? So basically what John Kerry is saying in that statement is something that was written about 2,000 years ago. Hey, let's go out on a limb. What do you think that might be? Do you think it was the fortune cookie recipe that they're using in American restaurants right now? Or do you think perhaps something written about 2,000 years ago has to do with the Bible? I'm going to go with the New Testament gospel being written 2,000 years ago. Here's what John Kerry is saying. People don't want to live by that, what was written 2,000 years ago. That's the what I think. Okay. This is why you should vote. If you want a reason to vote, forget all the other stuff. You don't want a leader in leadership position that says, hey, you can't use the Bible. You can't use the Bible. Oh, I see. Hey, those 10 commandments at the Supreme Court, what you want to do? Want to just rip the stones out now? Is that what you'd like to do now? Do you want to rip down all that? Love your neighbors, love yourself. You want to just take care of, get rid of all that? Okay. What should we do? Just bathe in ketchup? Is that what we should do? Just bathe in ketchup? I think they should have a deodorant that's called ketchup. My concern about something like this is simply that one of our key leaders, and this is a key leader in our government, just thinks that using the Bible to live is ridiculous. It's like, what? It's ridiculous? Okay. You know what? I'm going to take this bet. I'm going to bet John Kerry right now. I bet him that at the end, when he dies and when I die, I bet that if he rejects Christ, it will go better for me. That's my bet. How bad is that? Anyway, that's a reason to vote, because he's like, he's completely dissing the Bible. It's like, come on. I don't know. At least George W. said my favorite character was Jesus Christ. Thank goodness for that. Right man, right time.
I have something for John Kerry.
What do you got? In other words, you might start off really strong and then you start to, oh, kind of, oh, no. See, that's not a good dive. See, now that guy right there, whoever that was, that dude's a genius. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Taking a 22-hour break and then back with more Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you tomorrow. Use rhythm while you can.